Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for going to my website and using it to your advantage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we have a lot of things there that you can use to help you with your business, whether you're starting one, growing one, or trying to get rid of one. We you know, if you're trying to shed a business, we help you with that too. We've got some stuff there on selling a business or even closing up a business. Been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions. There's no other site like it on planet Earth. That's a 14-plus-year-old website, too, by the way. And although it's been changed many times, it's updated all the time. And also, don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our new friend, John Bernard. John is the author of the new book, Business at the Speed of Now. And he is the founder and the chairman of Mass Ingenuity. It's a management consulting firm. And we're talking about now management, John. And so what I'd like for you to do is help us understand how to apply now management. And, you know, we were talking earlier about all the fear that's out there. Fear creates disengagement. It creates a lot of it's the death of creativity. Because fear is associated with the lack of trust, and there's been an awful lot of that's been infused into the marketplace, John, in the last 3 years since 2008. How do we make sure that our organization is recovered from all that, and that we're moving forward in 2012 without that baggage?
Well, it's a big part of why I wrote this book, because I don't think we understand what drives the engagement of our employees. I think we try lots of things. We try, you know, everything from espresso machines to employee recognition to Lean and Six Sigma, but we don't really look at the underlying system of management that we use, sort of the business routines and associated behaviors connected to those routines. Until we actually get down and look at that system and rethink it and restructure it to create transparency, to create accountability, to get rid of the fear, we're not going to have a workforce that can respond to the demands of our marketplace.
How do we discover that? Do we ask our employees? I mean, one of my favorite things to say to people is, where are we stuck? Is that a good question to ask?
Well, I think it's a good question to ask, but the thing that I think is most challenging is we have to move away from management being in the center of solving business problems to them actually enabling the employees to solve them. That way we can solve many more problems. If you as a manager are in the center of every problem, then there's a very limited number of problems you can work on. So it's one of the things that study teams, what we've been doing a lot of and seeing a lot of is people buying the book and taking their management team and putting a study team together, right, Reading the book, you know, debating it, talking about the implications.
So you're talking about... breaking down the management, the leadership assignments into smaller increments, more incrementalized, and getting it down on a broader basis across the company.
Yeah, absolutely, and solving problems where the problems are.
Which is the quality approach, right? Meaning anybody can fix a problem; they don't have to report it to someone else and pass it along for somebody else to fix. Isn't that the quality approach?
Well, absolutely. The problem should be solved by the person closest to the problem, and the person has to deal with the problem. But to do that, they not only have to have problem-solving skills, but they have to feel completely safe to fix changes and do so smartly.
That's the fear. That's where the fear comes in. And that's where they have to be able to say, okay, this is broken. I have the ability. I know how to fix it. But if something goes wrong, am I going to get praised for initiative? And are they going to ask me, what did we learn? Or are they going to fire me? And they have to answer that question the right way in order to accomplish what you're talking about, don't they, John?
Absolutely, and it has to be safe to make mistakes. But the reality is if you train people in effective problem solving, they're not going to make nearly as many mistakes as you might think.
Well, and if they are, here's another thing. If they do make a mistake at that level, it's probably going to be a small mistake.
Yeah.
And if they wait, it becomes not only a bigger one, but maybe many bigger ones.
Yeah, they're working, most employees are working on small problems. I had a guy who worked for me who needed a drill, a power drill, and he needed it was a Makita. He went to purchasing. They said it'll cost $159. He said, I can buy that at Costco for $79.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave my entire plant permission to go get what they needed for tools and bring me the receipt. And we found our costs went down significantly for those kinds of small purchases.
Right. And the more you can... Now, one of the problems you've got, some executives feel that they lose control. And if you feel that way, then you're going to have a hard time with now management, aren't you?
Absolutely. The reality is, Jim, that you don't have control of what's going on the phone with that employee and your customer. And you might as well admit it. And, pretending you have control is a fool's
It's
game.
An illusion, right? Is that what you're saying?
it's completely
That's,
an illusion.
You just shocked a bunch of people, John. Hey, John, will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
I'd be happy.
Give us the website, please.
It's been a pleasure.
Give us the website, please.
www.massingenuity.com. INGENUITY. Ingenuity.
And the book is called Business at the Speed of Now. John Bernard, ladies and gentlemen. John, come back soon. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.